Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 165. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading 1 Chronicles chapters 4 and 5. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The descendants of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah the son of Shobal was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was Hazel-el-Ponai. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Halah and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temenai, and Heashtari. These were the sons of Naara. The sons of Halah: Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anab, Hazobeba, and the clans of Arhahel, the son of Haram. Jabez was more respected than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, for she said, "I experienced pain when I gave birth to him." Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would greatly bless me and expand my territory. May your hand be with me. Keep me from harm so that I might not endure pain." God answered his prayer. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Mahir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, Paseya, and Tehina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz: Othniel and Seraiah. The sons of Othniel: Hathath and Meonothai. Meonothai was the father of Ophrah. Seraiah was the father of Joab, the father of those who live in Gay Harashim, who were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh: Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah: Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel: Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Esarel. The sons of Ezra: Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered's wife, Bithiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shemaiah, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His Judahite wife gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor, Haber, the father of Soko, and Jekuiel, the father of Zenoah. These were the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, whom Mered married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keliah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon: Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi: Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah: Ur, the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marishah. The clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbeah: Jokim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Seraph, both of whom ruled in Moab and Jeshubai-Laham. This information is from ancient records. They were the potters who lived in Netaim and Gedera. They lived there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon: Nemuel, Jamin, Jareb, Zerah, Shaul, his son Shalom, his son Mibsam, and his son Mishma. The descendants of Mishma: his son Hamuel, his son Zakur, and his son Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, so their whole clan was not as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bilhah, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Shearim. These were their towns until the reign of David. Their settlements also included Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns. They also lived in all the settlements that surrounded these towns as far as Baal. These were their settlements. They kept genealogical records. Their clan leaders were Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshohaiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, son of Shippai, son of Alan, son of Jedaiah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. Those who were named above were the leaders of their clans. Their extended families increased greatly in numbers. They went to the entrance of Gedor, to the east of the valley, looking for pasture for their sheep. They found fertile and rich pasture. The land was very broad, undisturbed, and peaceful. Indeed, some Hamites had been living there prior to that. The men whose names are listed came during the time of King Hezekiah of Judah and attacked the Hamites' settlements, as well as the Meunites they discovered there, and they wiped them out to this very day. they dispossessed them, for they found pasture for their sheep there. 500 men of Simeon, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, went to the hill country of Seir and defeated the rest of the Amalekite refugees. They live there to this very day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn. Now he was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Joseph, Israel's son. So Reuben is not listed as firstborn in the genealogical records. Though Judah was the strongest among his brothers and a leader descended from him, the right of the firstborn belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel, his son Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Reiah, his son Baal, and his son Bera, whom King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria carried into exile. Bera was the tribal leader of Reuben, his brothers by their clans as listed in their genealogical records. The leader Jael, Zechariah, and Bela son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. They lived in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. In the east, they settled as far as the entrance to the desert that stretches to the Euphrates River, for their cattle had increased in numbers in the land of Gilead. During the time of Saul, they attacked the Hagrites and defeated them. They took over their territory in the entire eastern region of Gilead. The descendants of Gad lived near them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica. They included Joel the leader, Shapham the second in command, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives, listed according to their families, included Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was the leader of the family. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its surrounding settlements, and in the pasture lands of Sharon to their very borders. All of them were listed in the genealogical records in the time of King Jotham of Judah and in the time of King Jeroboam of Israel. The Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men in their combined armies, warriors who carried shields and swords, were equipped with bows, and were trained for war. They attacked the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. They received divine help in fighting them, and the Hagrites and all their allies were handed over to them. They cried out to God during the battle. He responded to their prayers because they trusted in Him. They seized the Hagrites' animals, including 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took captive 100,000 people. Because God fought for them, they killed many of the enemy. They dispossessed the Hagrites and lived in their land until the exile. The half-tribe of Manasseh settled in the land of Bashan as far as Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. They grew in number. These were the leaders of their families: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were skilled warriors, men of reputation, and leaders of their families. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors and worshipped instead the gods of the native peoples, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up King Pul of Assyria, that is, King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria, and he carried away the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and took them to Hela, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan, where they remain to this very day. And so today we see the Lord rewarding those that believed in Him and trusted in Him, and those that worshipped other gods, He punished. Of course, as we have seen in past books of the Old Testament, when God punishes, it's in order to bring people back to Himself. We know that's the case because every time they come back, He forgives them. That's a loving and kind God. Well, thank you for being with me today. Tomorrow we will continue in the book of 1 Chronicles. I look forward to seeing you then. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you.